Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Getting the week underway here. It is a Monday afternoon, and thanks so much for having us on. Austin, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, National Hurricane Center model showing Cat 4 Hurricane Erin with max sustained winds around 130 miles per hour. NHC forecasters still waiting for that gradual turn to the north, possibly by later on this evening. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations. Now, the cone takes the storm east of Florida. Of growing concern, a major tropical wave following on the heels of Hurricane Erin. The latest NHC tropical advisory has a system moving toward the central Atlantic. If it were to form into a named storm, it's going to become Tropical Storm Ferdinand.
Number two.
And UWF trustees have set this Friday as the school's first presidential search meeting to replace UWF interim president Manny Diaz Jr. Funk Associates has been hired to conduct the university's presidential search. The Dallas-based firm has worked on more than 400 president and chancellor searches.
Number three.
Well, Florida says political street messaging's gotta go. Sure does. FDOT confirms local governments, such as Pensacola, could jeopardize state funding if city officials do not immediately remove signs with social, political, or ideological messaging. This means the city will have to immediately remove the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street just south of Cervantes. This move was supposed to happen some 5 years ago.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, an FHP trooper and a driver injured in a crash on Highway 29 on Sunday morning. Happened as the trooper was investigating a previous crash near West Roberts Road. FHP says the trooper's patrol vehicle was rear-ended by an SUV driven by 36-year-old DeAndres White. Both the driver and the trooper were hurt and taken to the hospital. White now faces charges for driving with a suspended license as a habitual offender. He was booked on a $7,500 bond.
614 News Radio 92.3. Staffing shortages have hit Fort Brancas, support NAS Pensacola. The historic fort's now going to be open to just one day a month, the fourth Saturday. This will be starting in September. Fort Pickens remains open daily. Gulf Island's National Seashore includes the Naval Live Oaks area in Gulf Breeze, Johnson's Beach on Perdido Key, as well as beach access areas in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties.
And a pickup truck was hit by a train yesterday, and luckily the driver was not seriously hurt. Happened at the crossing on East 9 Mile Road, east of Highway 29 in North Palafox. There were no passengers in the truck. The train's engine did sustain some damage from the crash, but there were no injuries on board. Crash is still under investigation.
6:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, let's see what we got here. On the roads, luckily, there's nothing going on. It was a pretty easygoing day on the roads all throughout, so thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as everybody heads home this evening. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, it's going to be a low of 77 tonight officially. We do have some rainfall chances over the course of the next several days, but they shouldn't manifest in anything too severe. That may change come Friday when the chances are currently projected to hit around 60%, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. As for the temperatures over the next few days, they're sitting darn near what we had today, anywhere from 91 to 94 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting. This storm is causing some problems. Let me tell you, already starting to cause some problems up and down the East Coast. I know they're getting ready to evacuate some beaches around the North Carolina shoreline because of the high surf conditions. No landfall. Let me just lay this out there. This is just the outer bands affecting the area. Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas. This is one of their huge Oasis class ships. Made an unplanned stop in Port Canaveral as Hurricane Erin travels through the Atlantic. Matt Teresa, a Fox TV affiliate, WOFL, down in Orlando, is there with more.
Some passengers were disappointed. We talked to them and asked them about their plans.
I was excited to go to Bermuda for the first time, but Universal should make up for it, hopefully. It's a nice day outside.
It's our first cruise.
It's our first cruise, yeah. So we're overall excited, but Bermuda was an exciting factor of booking this cruise.
Because of this last-minute diversion, they said that they were told 2 or 3 days before getting on the ship that they weren't going to be going to Bermuda as scheduled. They departed on Thursday from Baltimore and instead came here to Central Florida to Port Canaveral, and they said that Royal Caribbean did give them a list of options that they had of things that they could do, excursions.
And there's controversy in Alachua County after their local school board chair, Sarah Rockwell, made insensitive comments about the passing of late professional wrestler Hulk Hogan last month. You may remember us telling you about that. She posted a sarcastic comment on social media asking if he died and then said, quote, good, one less MAGA in the world. That created a firestorm for their school board. And at a recent meeting, a public commenter was nearly removed for insulting Rockwell. The school board amended its public comment rules at a recent meeting and received a refresher course on allowable conduct in meetings and social media. Education Commissioner Anastasios Kamoutsis criticized Rockwell for violating the commenter's First Amendment rights and has suggested withholding salaries from board members. Rockwell is scheduled to address the State Board of Education soon.
Okay, a migrant truck driver has been arrested and faces deportation as he's accused of attempting to make an illegal U-turn in Florida, resulting in a crash that killed 3 people. Authorities say he entered the country illegally back in 2018 and obtained a commercial driver's license from the state of California. Jonathan Seary has more.
The trucker faces 3 counts of vehicular homicide in the state of Florida, where he will face rigorous prosecution, according to the state's attorney general, James Uttmeyer.
I can confirm we're not going to deport or let this guy out of our sights until we have convicted him and ensured that he is behind bars for as long as possible, likely the rest of his life. Only then will we hand him over to ICE for deportation, but he's going to serve his time.
Federal authorities say they arrested 28-year-old Harjinder Singh 2 days after he crossed into the U.S. from Mexico, but he was released on a $5,000 immigration bond after he told authorities he was afraid to return to India, his country of origin. Jonathan Seary, Fox News.
And a U.S. district judge in Miami heard arguments today about who's in charge at Alligator Alcatraz and whether the case is being heard in the correct courthouse. Former federal prosecutor Dave Weinstein says the venue issue must be decided first. Once that's decided, the judge will issue a ruling on who's running the show at the Migrant Detention Center. Attorneys for the ACLU have filed suit saying at least 100 detainees have been deported without due process.
Okay, Playboy, moving its global headquarters from Los Angeles to Miami Beach. John Saucier has the story.
The new HQ at the top of a luxury office building will include studios to support the company's growing creator network. A Playboy Club will also open, which includes a restaurant as well as a members-only section inspired by the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. The first Playboy Club opened back in 1960 in Chicago, which was the headquarters of the company at the time. CEO Ben Cohn in a statement called Miami Beach an ideal home for Playboy's next chapter. In 2020, Playboy stopped publishing its monthly print magazine to focus on online content. John Saucier, Fox News.
And average gasoline prices in Florida continue to linger around $3 a gallon, increasing 3 cents over the past week. The AAA Auto Club said Florida motorists Monday paid an average of $3.07 for a gallon of regular unleaded. That's up from $3.04 a week prior. Average prices have remained around 3 cents from $3 for months now, with AAA spokesman Mark Jenkins describing the cycle as reflecting ongoing market stability. The national average for Monday was $3.14 a gallon. That's the same as the previous week. 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barbary, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally-owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barbary Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barbieri Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration is alleging Hillary Clinton, while on the campaign trail back in 2016, used her connections to help create the narrative that then president candidate Donald Trump concluded and colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds listed out ways he claims the Clinton campaign abused the government to create the lie.
Financed, obviously, the Steele dossier, but behind the scenes was using the elements of our government, our intelligence community. I also believe the FISA court system to not just spy on the campaign of then candidate Donald Trump, but to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump.
All right. Kind of sliding through here, 6:24, News Radio 92.3. Watching the money this afternoon, Hillary Barsky is in with the numbers.
This week, investors await earnings from major retailers, which will offer a look into the spending habits of consumers and the continued impact of tariffs. Also later in the week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will deliver a speech at an annual gathering of the world's central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Shares of United Health rose 1.5% after jumping 12% on Friday. Tech and industrials gained while energy lagged. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow down 34 points, the Nasdaq up 7, S&P 500 down a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:26, Austin Price, give it your best shot there, bud. Weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, I don't really have to give it much of a shot because things have been pretty easy going. Do have some accident reports. This is going to be at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Creighton Road. Doesn't appear to be causing much congestion, but we'll be keeping an eye on that area. Outside of that, though, not much going on, and that's been the case for a while, thank goodness. As for your weather, 90 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 this evening. The next few days have highs ranging anywhere from 91 to 94, similar to what we had today. Rainfall chances are are going to be lingering as well, but luckily they shouldn't result in too much. Maybe on Friday, because at that point it's projected that the chances are going to hit around 60%.
626 News Radio 92.3 Hurricane Erin is expected to impact the East Coast throughout the week with rip currents, big waves. Steve Binder is over in St. Aug this afternoon. Posted this story, has the latest for us.
Rough surf and high rip current risk in northern Florida, all up and down the East Coast, as Major Hurricane Erin continues to strengthen. This is a massive storm, so even though it's hundreds of miles away, the rough surf is likely to last all the way through Thursday. 7 to 10 foot swells are expected in areas like St. Augustine, where they have the red flags already posted. Surfers today getting out and enjoying it, but many people staying outside the water because of that deadly rip current risk. We are looking at this potentially causing some coastal erosion. We did have coastal management out kind of assessing the berms to make sure that they are in place before they have to add more sand throughout the season ahead. We'll be watching as Erin continues to churn in the western Atlantic. Reporting from St. Augustine, Florida, Steve Bender, Fox West.
Okay, we're also watching right behind Erin. There is another area of concern developing in the tropics behind Erin. National Weather Service warning that the next disturbance off the coast of Africa has about a 50% chance of development. Robert Garcia has the story for us this afternoon from Florida.
It is moving fairly quickly at 20 miles an hour, and so that will discourage a little bit of the organization until it gets closer to the islands and things could get a little bit more conducive environmentally around there.
Okay, and Garcia does say we cannot count on this system taking the same track as Erin.
All righty, and hopefully he means that for the better. Let's see here.
Hope he's real smart.
Yeah, let's hope he means that in a way of it's going to be shooting further east and not coming into the Gulf. All righty, let's see here. More National Guard troops heading to Washington, D.C. from Republican-led states. The governors of Ohio and South Carolina are sending a combined 350 soldiers to D.C. to assist federal law enforcement. This comes after West Virginia's governor announced he was sending hundreds of troops to D.C. In recent days, Trump, of course, has deployed National Guard troops and federal law enforcement officers to address crime and homelessness in the nation's capital.
Okay, a new twice-daily Gulf Coast Amtrak rail service launching today between Mobile and New Orleans with stops along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The new Amtrak Mardi Gras service offers convenient morning and evening departures from both cities. Did you hear the price of this, Austin?
I did not.
$15.
Oh.
You can't do that for $15 if you drove.
Mm-hmm.
Parking alone would get you on that one. In January 2025, Escambia commissioners joined 60 other Florida commissioners in supporting expanded Amtrak service from Mobile to Jacksonville. For the latest, Tanya J's in with more.
Amtrak passenger train service between New Orleans and Mobile, Alabama, resumes today for the first time since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast nearly two decades ago. Service along the coast was suspended after Katrina devastated the region in August 2005. The Mardi Gras service offers twice-daily trains with fares starting at just $15 each, with stops in Mississippi including Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, Biloxi, and Pascagoula. The route also offers connections to Amtrak's City of New Orleans train that runs between New Orleans and Chicago via Memphis. Amtrak estimates that the Mardi Gras route will serve about 68,000 passengers per year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And President Trump is pushing to eliminate mail-in ballots ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. The president shared a post on Truth Social which outlined his plan to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots, and it targets what he called highly inaccurate, very expensive, and seriously controversial voting machines. He has previously claimed there's been widespread voter fraud involving mail-in ballots and pledged to fight for election integrity.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders at the White House today to meet with the president to discuss a peace deal with Russia. Jackie Heinrich is on the scene explaining what European leaders think Zelensky should do after the meeting.
No one expects Zelensky to outright accept Putin's map, but he needs to come back with a counteroffer. And the security package that they're trying to piece together is aimed at helping him sell that back home. They say today would be a failure if Zelensky dug in and refused any land concessions. But it doesn't sound like that's where his head is at. And President Trump is also being patient with this sensitive process, even as he aims to preserve momentum.
People are being killed, and we want to stop that.
Steve Witkoff's announcement that President Trump confirmed that the Russians conditionally agreed to Article 5-like security guarantees with U.S. involvement somehow is a big shift from Russia if this holds, and Europe sees it as of paramount importance.
Okay, Powerball, $605 million tonight, $273.4 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Bands on the Beach. Yeah. String Farm, 7 o'clock, Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Bring your beach chair, blankets, leave the pets, glass at home. It's always a good time. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio, 92.3.
News. I'm Ted Lindner. President Trump hosting Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and European allies at the White House today as leaders continue efforts to reach peace between Russia and Ukraine. Zelensky described it as a good meeting.
Zelensky is not debating President Trump in public despite proclamation that for Ukraine there will be no getting back Obama-given Crimea and no going into NATO by Ukraine.
Fox's Peter Ducey. President Trump said a security guarantee can resemble NATO's Article 5, which allows one member to call upon others for its defense. And Hurricane Erin not expected to make landfall on the East Coast, but is expected to impact the East Coast throughout with dangerous surf.
Rough surf and high rip current risk in northern Florida, all up and down the East Coast, as Major Hurricane Erin continues to strengthen. This is a massive storm, so even though it's hundreds of miles away, the rough surf is likely to last all the way through Thursday.
Fox Weather Steve Bender. America's listening to Fox News.
Source for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. A 12-team college football playoff was fine but unnecessary. However, the greed in college football is already leading to increasing the playoff field once again. A 14 or 16 team field would be silly. It's starting to get me started on the idea that the Big Ten is floating around, which is a playoff field consisting of 24 or 28 teams. And if that happens, it will completely water down the regular season and significantly impact the game I love. I'm Zach Gell.
You've got real work to do. Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done. Fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size. Fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, the visit to the White House of Vladimir Zelensky and several European leaders in potentially resolving the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hillary Clinton says maybe under certain circumstances she would nominate President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize related to that. Congressman Jimmy Petronas joins us. We talked about a variety of things. Mayor Reeves addressed the ongoing closure of Bay Bluffs Park and the Florida Doge investigation of the city. And the Minnesota Vikings have dude cheerleaders? Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola. You could travel the world, but nothing comes close to the Golden Coast. Once you party with us, you'll be falling in love. California girls were unforgettable.
Pensacola right now.
Bikinis on top, sun-kissed skin so hot, we'll melt your
is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center models show Cat 4 Hurricane Aaron with max sustained winds of 130 miles per hour. NHC forecasters still waiting for the gradual turn to the north, possibly by today. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations. The cone takes the storm east of Florida. Of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Hurricane Aaron. The latest NHC tropical advisory had the system moving toward the central Atlantic, and if it were to form into a named storm, it could become Tropical Storm Fernand. And Chris, I kind of snickered there because you and I were talking earlier about this potential development following Aaron, and we were talking about how, okay, well, it may take a different path than Aaron, and that's what we're hoping for, hoping that it hooks more east instead of heading into the Gulf.
We're always pulling our things, moving away from us. Moving on.
Absolutely.
Number two.
I think the storm's 140 miles an hour now.
Oh, wow, really?
I'm getting some word in from Fox. I'll confirm that in a few minutes for you, but I think they have upgraded it. UWF trustees have set this Friday as the school's first presidential search meeting to replace UWF interim president Manny Diaz Jr. Funk Associates have been hired to conduct the university's presidential search. The Dallas-based firm has worked on more than 400 president and chancellor searches.
Number three.
And Florida says political street messaging must go. FDOT confirms local governments such as Pensacola could jeopardize state funding if city officials do not immediately remove signs with any social, political, or ideological messages. This means the city will have to immediately remove the Black Lives Matter mural that you can see on A Street. That's just south of Cervantes. This move was supposed to happen 5 years ago.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
What is the old saying? Better late than never in this case.
Yeah, if you're one of those people saying, why is this thing still here? I guess so.
There you go. Scabia Animal Welfare offering free adoptions. Here you go. You can smile about this one, folks. This is the free adoptions apply to all dogs and cats ages 1 or older through August 30th. The adoption center is on West Fairfield Drive, 200 West Fairfield Drive to be exact for you. Monday through Friday, noon to 5, and Saturdays, 11 to 4. Go out there and take home a furry friend today.
For sure. And a teenager was hit by a stray bullet at a local apartment complex on Sunday. Officials say it happened at Oakwood Terrace. The 17-year-old was walking around Massachusetts Avenue and Market Street when they heard an argument between two people outside of the complex, followed by several gunshots. The victim said that they ran away and got into a nearby gas station before they realized that they themselves had been hit. The victim's mother drove the teen to the hospital where they were treated for a wound to the hand. An investigation is ongoing.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
First pitch is by third. Reds win. Hayes hammers it down the line. Friedel scores. The Reds remain the only team in the majors this year yet to suffer a sweep defeat, and they break the Brewers' longest ever in-season winning streak. It dies at 14.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, Cincinnati got a bases-loaded single from Austin Hayes in the bottom of the 10th inning to beat the Brewers 3-2, Milwaukee's first loss since July 30th. The Brewers have still won 17 of their last 18 games and have the best record of the major leagues by 6 games over the American League-leading Blue Jays. Milwaukee 8 games on top of the National League Central over the Cubs. The Dodgers beat the Padres Sunday 5-4 to complete a 3-game sweep and move 2 games ahead of San Diego for first place in the NL West. The Padres began the series with a 1-game lead over Los Angeles. In the Sunday night game, the Mets beat the Mariners 7-3. Seattle, a game and a half behind Houston for first place in the AL West. The Mets hold the third and final National League wildcard spot by a game and a half over the Reds. Golf. Scotty Scheffler sank an 82-foot chip shot on the 17th hole at the BMW Championship Sunday to solidify his victory at the BMW, good for a purse of $3.6 million. Scheffler, the first golfer since Tiger Woods 18 years ago to win at least 5 tournaments 2 years in a row. This coming Thursday, the season-ending Tour Championship begins at Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta. Top 30 golfers in the FedEx standings will compete. $10 million prize to the winner. Sunday night NFL preseason, the Bears busted the Bills 38-0. Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler threw a 20-yard touchdown with 21 seconds left against the Jaguars and then scrambled for a 2-point conversion. New Orleans and Jacksonville finished in a 17-17 tie. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the second week of the NFL preseason comes to a close tonight as the Washington Commanders host the Cincinnati Bengals. That game on ESPN getting underway at, in about 20 minutes, I believe. In one of the top games over the weekend, the Rams down to Chargers 23-22 in a battle for Los Angeles. That matchup saw Chargers wide receiver Quentin Johnston carted off the field and taken to the hospital with a concussion that he suffered during a hard hit that left him motionless for several tense minutes.
What about the New Orleans game? What do you talk about that one?
Y'all tied it with Jacksonville, and we're very happy for it.
Let me just tell you, because I talked to a lot of my radio people over in New Orleans after the game, and their common, you know what the common line was?
What's that?
Hey, we didn't lose.
Yeah, I mean, because it looked like y'all were in position to lose, and you came back and won, or tied.
It was a crazy game. But anyway, hey, we didn't lose, if you want to put it like that. 641 News Radio 92.3, a high school girls volleyball team in California forfeited a Friday night game against a team believed to include a transgender athlete. Mm. Nice gentleman there. Deborah Valentine has the report.
California's Riverside Poly High School, in a statement, announced its forfeit against Yorba Valley High School. The statement read in part, Riverside Poly High School's girls volleyball team will not take the court for tonight's scheduled game against Yorba Valley High School without giving a reason for the forfeit. Amanda Vickers, a member of the Riverside Unified School District Board, told Fox News Digital she believes the forfeit is in response to Yorba Valley including trans athlete A.B. Hernandez on its roster. President Donald Trump posted a message on Truth Social suggesting the state not allow the trans athlete to compete. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a Canadian man who went blind over two decades ago can see again thanks to a procedure called tooth and eye surgery. And you may think, okay, is that just a layman's term for something? Well, no, that's literally what it is. Doctors in Vancouver took out one of Chapman's teeth, put a plastic lens into it, and inserted it into his eye socket. Sounds odd, but the tooth is so hard it decreases the chances of rejecting the lens. Chapman is one of only three people to have undergone the surgery since it was developed in the 60s and says he feels fantastic.
Weight loss medications will now be more widely available. In case you want to lose some weight there, Janine Casola has an explanation for us.
Pharma company Novo Nordisk is offering weight loss medication Wegovy and diabetes treatment Ozempic through telehealth service GoodRx. Eligible patients will be able to self-pay for Ozempic or Wegovy pens for $499 a month at more than 70,000 retail pharmacies nationwide. GoodRx says it is used by nearly 30 million consumers and more than 1 million healthcare professionals annually. Also, Novo Nordisk will make Ozempic available directly to eligible consumers across its own platforms. And Wegovy has received approval from the FDA for treatment of a type of liver disease. Janine Casola, Fox News.
And limiting alcohol intake is good for blood pressure. That's not much of a shock, in my opinion.
And that will certainly lower your weight.
No, booze is a big part of it.
Oh, sure is.
That's according to new guidelines from the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology. The doctors recommend not drinking at all, of course, but they say men should keep drinks to no more than two a day and just one a day for women. It's the first time the national guidelines for minimizing the risk of hypertension have been updated since 2017.
Yeah, don't go there. Texas officials say a measles outbreak officially over. Gotta love it. Christian Goodwin has more.
The Texas Department of State Health Services revealing it's been more than 42 days since any new reported measles case in counties with previous evidence of ongoing transmission, declaring the end of this year's outbreak centered in West Texas. Officials say since January, there have been 762 confirmed cases in the state, noting more than two-thirds of the cases were in children. Two children who were not vaccinated died, adding 99 people were hospitalized. The department's release warns there are still ongoing outbreaks in the U.S., explaining it's likely that there will be additional cases of measles this year in Texas, stressing healthcare providers should continue to be vigilant. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right, 645, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. At our last check, we did have some accident reports around the intersection of 9th Avenue and Creighton Road, and it wasn't really causing much backups. It seems like it's causing none now. So if you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't be holding you up for long. As for your local weather, 90 degrees here, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Next few days are going to have highs similar to what we saw today, anywhere from 91 to 94. Going to see some rainfall chances increase over the next few days. Hopefully, though, at least for your Tuesday and Wednesday, it shouldn't result in too much.
Okay, Hurricane Erin continues to become a more dangerous storm and remains in a Cat 4 hurricane status, as officials in North Carolina issuing residents and visitors to evacuate some areas. Mike Seidel, there he is up there in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, with the latest.
The Outer Banks of North Carolina is ground zero for the impacts from Hurricane Erin. And even though it will not make a U.S. landfall, these beaches are going to be decimated. Already high surf advisories, along with coastal flood watches up for the Outer Banks. And up and down most of the eastern seaboard, we're going to have rip currents, wave heights here in the surf zone on the Outer Banks, anywhere from 15 to 20 feet as we go into Wednesday and Thursday. Rainfall not an issue. Winds may gust as high as 50 miles an hour. Again, it's all about what happens to these beautiful beaches. Already a mandatory evacuation underway for Hatteras Island, including Buxton, Rodanthe, and Frisco. In Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the Fox Corporation launching a new streaming service to bring all of its popular brands together. Jeff Manasso has those details.
Fox Corp, our parent company, bringing Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Weather, and other popular TV brands, Fox Sports, the Big Ten Network, Fox Local Stations, and others, all together, integrated on one single platform. Users will have the option of paying $20 monthly or $200 annually, and with the option to bundle Fox One and Fox Nation. Fox Corporation's Executive Chair and CEO Lachlan Murdoch calling Fox One a truly innovative digital offering that'll feature advanced AI-powered personalization technologies that seamlessly integrate live and video on-demand content in a cohesive experience. It launches August 21st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Foxconn says it plans to manufacture data center equipment with Japan's SoftBank at the Taiwanese firm's former EV factory in Ohio, part of the Stargate project to advance U.S. AI infrastructure. Officials say Foxconn will continue operating the site through a venture that the two companies will set up. Firefly Aerospace is exploring an option to launch its Alpha rocket from Japan as the U.S. rocket maker expands its satellite launch services. The plan could make Japan the second offshore launch site for Firefly, which had its NASDAQ debut earlier this month and is preparing for an Alpha launch in Sweden. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed to finish the week as investors eye the Fed's annual financial policy symposium in Wyoming. The Dow falling 34 points, the S&P 500 off by 1, and the NASDAQ gained 6. Crude oil futures are down slightly. They're above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Air Canada travelers can expect more flight disruptions as the airline striking flight attendants have ignored a government order to get back to work. Christian Goodwin has more on News Radio 92.3.
Mark Hancock, the national president of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, telling reporters members will remain on the picket lines until Air Canada negotiates on wages, saying if it means folks like me going to jail, then so be it. The union, which represents more than 10,000 cabin crew members at the airline, walking off the job Saturday after months of failed negotiations, defying a return-to-work order by the Canada Industrial Relations Board, which declared the strike unlawful. Air Canada says it has offered flight attendants a 38% wage increase spread out over 4 years. The union pushing back, saying the proposed 8% raise in the first year doesn't go far enough because of inflation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And MSNBC will soon have a new name. The cable news network will be known as My Source for News, Opinion, and the World, or MS Now. The name change will follow NBC Universal spinning off most of its cable channels like USA, CNBC, E, and Sci-Fi into a new company. MS Now will be separate from NBC News.
Ford Motor Company has plans for a new affordable electric pickup truck under $30,000. This is an electric truck. Not bad. Jeff Manasso has the details.
Ford Motor Company's new affordable electric pickup truck, essentially an electric Maverick that consumers have been calling for, that the company says will cost $30,000. The EV truck, part of a new wave of announcements from Ford, that's also introducing a new universal platform that'll support the EV truck and a fleet of new spin-offs. Ford also changing how vehicles will be made, assembling future models in three parts, the front, the rear, and then the structural battery, using fewer parts, working stations, and faster assembly. Its new affordable EV pickup set for 2027 launch. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And several top Senate Democrats urging President Trump to stop a deal with NVIDIA and AMD. The deal would allow the companies to sell AI chips to China after they agreed to share 15% of revenue from sales. However, it's raising national security concerns for Democratic lawmakers. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer led a group of legislators in sending a letter to the White House arguing that the government's deal with the chip makers blatantly violates the purpose of export control laws.
Former Republican governor, I'm going ahead and tell you this, John Sununu, is set to lead an influential airline lobbying group. Why not? Christian Goodwin has kind of detailed the story for us.
Airlines for America announcing that former New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu will become the association's president and CEO starting September 9th. The lobbying group includes American Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and FedEx. Sununu, who served as New Hampshire's governor from 2017 to 2025, explaining in a statement, "I look forward to working closely with our board, President Trump and Transportation Secretary Duffy, Congress and other aviation stakeholders to support the ongoing investment and overhaul of our air traffic control infrastructure." The Republican will replace Nick Calio, a former senior aide to President George W. Bush, who has led the group since 2011. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
6:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some of your pop culture notes, more frivolous headlines, and of course, one final check of your roads and weather to ease you into this Monday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just 10 bucks. But don't wait, they will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You need not wonder why. There's no time left for you.
6:55, heads up Pensacola. Austin Price, looking at the weather, local traffic together, and there's really not much to look at. It's pretty quiet out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet all afternoon, and the roads are still looking pretty good. If you're dealing with any backups on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees right now, going to be a low of 77 this evening. The next few days have highs sitting anywhere from 91 to 94. And as for some rainfall chances, those are going to be lingering as well, but they're not really going to ramp up to anything considerable until around Friday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. A Lord of the Rings star stirring up some questions about the casting of an upcoming film in the franchise. Tanya J. Powers, looking at this for us.
Sir Ian McKellen is getting a lot of attention for his comments during a Lord of the Rings panel at a UK fan event. He referred to casting secrets about the upcoming film, The Hunt for Gollum.
There's a character in the movie called Frodo. And there's another character called Gandalf.
He did not explicitly say who would be playing the roles, but McKellen played the wizard Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings films, and Elijah Wood, who was also on the panel, played Frodo. The Hunt for Gollum is set for a December 2027 release. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the coroner who conducted the autopsy of Marilyn Monroe, breaking his very long silence on the Hollywood star's reported cause of death, Thomas Noguchi, who is now 98 years old, offering his account of what really happened in a new book. In it, he claims the autopsy was never fully and properly performed. He also admitted evidence quickly went missing, and he did not agree with the official ruling of death by suicide. The new book is called L.A. Coroner Thomas Noguchi and Death in Hollywood.
An Ohio Chick-fil-A location upset some locals up there with a reminder about a controversial customer policy. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
It's the teen chaperone policy at a Chick-fil-A in Kettering, Ohio. That location saying anyone 17 and under must be accompanied by a parent, guardian, or adult chaperone 21 plus to dine in, and unaccompanied minors may be asked to leave. That policy aimed at rowdy, young customers drawing both support and criticism online. Not all Chick-fil-A locations have the same policies as they're separately owned and operated. A Chick-fil-A spokesperson telling Fox Business that this restaurant has set a policy specific to its location, which mirrors that of the shopping center that the restaurant is located in. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Listen, if we're talking about a rowdy bunch here, just keep your eyes peeled, man. There's 16 and 17 year olds who are driving themselves, working already. Come on, like they're like, dude, I'm on my break, I just drove myself here to get some lunch.
Let them shop.
I mean, come on, I'm willing to pay you for some friggin' food. Isn't that what you're here for? That's ridiculous.
Okay, a pair of vacation tragedies in the Bahamas. Cruise passengers drown. Pam Puso has more.
Two people have drowned while visiting a private island in the Bahamas that started welcoming guests just weeks ago. Celebration Key is a tourist destination for Carnival cruise ships, and last week, a 74-year-old woman died while swimming in a pool, and a 79-year-old man died while snorkeling at a beach. Both were given CPR by lifeguards but could not be revived. Celebration Key features a 10-story sandcastle, water slides, a basketball court, and an adults-only retreat. It's expected initially to bring more than 2 million guests to Grand Bahama every year. An expansion is already in the works. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Weapons continues to scare audiences. Yes, they do. Winning at the Battle of the Box Office, Daria Albinger has the details.
Weapons continuing its run at the top of the box office for a second weekend in a row. The horror film earning another $25 million in theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, holding on to second place in its second weekend, bringing in $14.5 million domestically. Nobody 2 debuts in third place, earning more than $9 million at North American theaters. Rounding out the top five, The Fantastic Four First Steps takes the fourth spot with $8.8 million domestically, and The Bad Guys 2 finishing in fifth place with $7.5 million. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Okay, it's been a great day. Excellent Monday. Got NFL football tonight, kicking off in just a few minutes. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, we'll do it again tomorrow for on News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening, everybody.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.